You are listening to something. You are listening to us. If you would like to listen to something else, we suggest Audible. Audible is supporting us. For a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial, go to audible.com/deadsignals.
Please run faster. It is coming to claim you.
Give me a faster body next time you cut me open. And it's coming for all of us. And where are we running to? There's only one way out?
Oh. Shit.
Sue.
I would not know.
Okay, so if we can't outrun these things, we can, I don't know, fight them somehow? Do they...
Fight? These things are immaterial and powerful, and the closer they get to you, the more you hear the music, and then the music is in you, and then the music controls you, and then you are theirs. Oh, but through this door!
Do the... No, apparently the windows don't open.
You will not succeed in that manner.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
The windows are reinforced. Often when I was malfunctioning, I would hit my head repeatedly on the glass to no effect.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't throw your body into it.
I am significantly stronger than you.
Sue, Caroline, could you try?
I will attempt. It is useless, Daniel Powell. Perhaps we could break a mirror? It is mentioned in Davenport's notes that—
That's a superstition, and it doesn't work, and it is a waste of—
Rat!
Oh, yes?
Okay, this is going to be kind of out there. But you know how, I can tune in to different frequencies? Do you think I could emit?
Oh, let us attempt. Dan, you will need to push your body right up against the glass.
Here?
No, just a little.
This is a bit uncomfortable.
Hopefully it will not take too long.
So.
Hopefully.
So, if you tune.
Oh, yes, but we'll have to.
God!
Sorry, tried to go just a bit too fast. Now, I think it's best if you open your mouth as wide as possible. Oh, try and keep it musical. Dan, louder!
I have you.
Thanks, Caroline. Now, how do we get down?
Oh, I believe they're inside. We should hasten and move quickly.
I'm not just going to jump down, and I'm pretty sure I can't use my—
Here!
What are you doing? Don't pick me up! Let me go! Why?
Oh, are you going to—
Refrain from moving.
Suit. Caroline, your legs. They're—
My legs are broken. Daniel Powell.
Why did you do that? We could have—
We had no rope, and we were being chased by a force looking to do us harm.
I scraped my knee.
Okay, but you can't walk. I'll carry you.
That will not be necessary. I do not exactly feel pain, and this flesh is sturdy.
I helped make it that way.
The creature is correct. Suffice to say, we should be going.
Oh, but where should we head to? The city is so interesting and wonderful and dangerous, and the music will follow us anywhere, and they will try to claim you.
The radio station. They're different entities, the messenger and the curator. Maybe the music will be drowned out by... Rat. Why are they trying to claim me, in particular? Rat!
It was difficult to procure materials.
Rat!
I suggest we return to this conversation at a later time.
Oh, yes, let's.
Fine.
Come on, let's run!
Daniel Powell, why are you not running?
The landscape. It's all roads. I didn't think it would be like this. Sorry, I...
It is an abomination. Come, I do not want to die in it.
God. I think... That fall might have dislodged something in my body.
No, no, we should stop and take a look at you and fix you.
I believe the music is gaining ground.
Shit. Come on. We're not gonna beat them in a straight race. Can we hide? Or...
Oh, they'll find us. They don't have eyes.
This is an unfortunate development.
Oh, shit. It's the Screamers.
Perhaps we should run towards the music. They most likely want to bring us to their master and then kill us, rather than killing us now. That is most likely the case for you.
We run towards the Screamers.
Daniel Powell.
We run towards them and sing. They don't bother you if you're singing. And then that'll throw the music off our tail. The music is under the curator's control, but the Screamers, they aren't yet. I mean, they will be, but they aren't yet.
Oh, what song would you like to sing? I do not know many songs after the mid-90s.
I will attempt to sing along.
How about...
Oh, I like that one. Oh, a wonderful plan, Dan. Great job.
They were just... They were disintegrated.
So, on to the radio station?
That was the plan. Come on, it probably won't stop them for long. So, Caroline, are you starting to remember?
Flashes. I remember hating this. The very idea that there was a place like this. If you require more information about my past, perhaps you should ask the monster next to you.
Oh, now that would spoil the surprises, and I wouldn't...
Rat, I am... Oh, God! Run! Where is that damn radio station?
Things shift in the city. I thought...
Hello? Is anyone... Hey, who is that? Caroline? Rat? Where are you? Where am I? Caroline? Caroline, is that you? Caroline, I can't see. Caroline, I can't see.
Purity. Purity. Purity.
Caroline, are you...
I believe that was something from my past, Daniel Powell.
Do you remember?
No, not completely. It appears we are in... I'm not entirely sure how to describe it.
Darkness?
Yes, we should attempt to find a way out of this.
And find Rat.
We should attempt to find a way out of this. You are being kind to that thing when he has been extremely cruel to the both of us. Come, we will head towards the Whispers. Daniel Powell, why exactly are you so kind to that creature?
I feel like he's confused. And if I ever become something... something like him, I'd want to be treated, you know, kindly.
We will never become something like him. We were modified by force. He chose to forget who he was.
How do you know?
Come, concentrate.
Oh, you are here, or visions of you are, or one of you is a vision and the other one is real, or perhaps I am the vision and...
Rhett, do you have any idea where here is?
Oh, I am not quite sure, but I
saw... Clara! Lou!
Dan!
Shit! How are you here?
We kept walking, like you said, and the exhibits got more,
freaky.
And then all of a sudden we were in darkness, and...
Welcome to the museum. I am the representative of the curator. Now, I believe we haven't had the chance to be properly introduced. Please, in a circle, won't you tell me your names?
Clara.
Nice to see you again, Clara. I did so enjoy watching you in the contest.
I'm Lou. Hello.
You don't know my name.
I am aware of who you are.
They call me Rat now.
I'm Daniel Powell. And Rat said that you were going to claim something from me?
A pleasure to make your acquaintances. And in due time. Due time. As I have said, I am the representative, the curator. And as his representative, I have...
Where's your boss?
Lou.
Quiet.
Excuse me?
Your boss. The curator. If you're his representative... Then I want to talk to him one-on-one, man-to-man.
Lou, you've met the curator. This is the curator. The curator and the museum are the same entity. We are currently inside my employer. In the Room of Uncollected Voices, to be exact. Not the most noteworthy collection, but a good meeting place nonetheless.
Lou, this thing is old. There are records of this back in Ur.
Correct, Daniel Powell. The objects within my employ are significant, important, which brings us to the contest. You did not follow the rules of the contest.
What rules? You didn't say I couldn't have help.
Even if you did not break the letter of the law, you certainly broke the spirit. Thus, you will not be receiving a boon. Not that it would have been possible, anyway. The only way out of this city is through the power of these beings. Containing that in an object would be... Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, do you need a napkin? I don't have one, but you could use my sleeve.
Oh, I will be quite all right. I have simply received a message from my employer. In the form of a tape. Strange.
Damn it.
Daniel Powell, would you mind?
I really don't want that thing inside me.
I would prefer not to be forced to ask again, Daniel Powell. Wonderful. Now, do I...
I'll put it in.
We should have a chance to talk, converse, discuss. You know who I am, was, will be forever and ever.
Where exactly am I?
You are here, everywhere. Inside me. We have an object possession. Claim to discuss.
Rat mentioned that you wanted to claim something from me. He'd been hinting, but...
To create your current form, being holiness, the creature borrowed certain objects from my collection, being self.
You want my body back? I don't think I could survive without...
Not at all. You were an incubation, nest, pregnancy. And you are about to hatch. Open, give birth.
No. 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 That can't...
Yes. Now give the child, being God. Ah, how beautiful, holy, transcendent.
What is that thing? It's
It is sound, light, child. You are not capable of knowing exactly what you have conceived. There are many like us. Leviathans, gods, beings. But only a few are interested in humanity. That will change. Now there is an opening, doorway, portal. It is best to be prepared. Ready, powerful. Now back inside me.
Dan, what happened? Are you all right?
Oh yes. What exactly transpired and took place and happened?
What did it look like from your end?
Mate, you screamed, then you like glowed and bloody hell. And then, yeah, that was pretty much it.
I think I kind of gave birth.
Dan, are you?
The nature of what transpired is not for you to know. Now, as for the rest of you, the curator has decided it will leave you unharmed if you offer up a token, an apology in object. Suggestions are welcome.
Well, I just gave up. Whatever that was.
That certainly does not count.
How about our radio? Or backpacks? Anything from our gear?
You'll have to be far more interesting than that, Clara.
Oh, do you want some blood? Or other bodily fluids? Because I have several.
No.
Do you want more of my tape machine?
I believe the curator has had quite enough of that.
Then I don't really have anything to give. Caroline?
Well, if you have nothing interesting to offer, I'm afraid I will...
Give me a ship.
I don't believe that's an answer.
Give me a ship, and I'll explore the furthest corners of this world for you.
Lou!
You don't know what's out there, do you? Dan, you listen to those tapes about the ocean. They don't know.
I don't think so.
So give me a ship, and I'll explore. Whatever I can find. Whatever there's to know, valuable or precious, I'll bring back. Maybe there's nothing out there. But maybe there's a whole world. This place is dangerous, but it's also... shit. It's also magic.
Danger and beauty and wonder and death.
Lou, you can't seriously think about doing this. You will never be able to come home. How many actual people do you think live in the weird places of this weird-as-hell place?
Why would I want to go home? Home's been explored already.
Are you sure about this?
Of course.
No. No, 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 no. I will not just...
Excuse me. Daniel Powell, if you would... I believe you will have our answer.
I can't believe you would just...
I'm not just...
Silence, please.
Hey, mate.
Why do you go?
Come on, mate. This place is the final untouched continent. Like I'm not going to explore that.
But... It's not.
The wind's picking up, Dan. Gotta go. I hope you get back home. Wherever that is for you.
I can't believe he did that! Idiot!
Oh, but he will get to explore new and dangerous and wonderful places. Maybe. Or he will die horribly. Perhaps both.
Just... shut up.
I agree. The creature should refrain from speaking.
Guys.
Oh, but I don't want to refrain from speaking.
Guys.
I have no interest in what you want or desire.
Guys. Where are we?
We're at the river, I think. Maybe where the river meets the ocean. I remember it. It's just shore and sand and fog. And it feels like it goes on forever.
Oh, perhaps it does, in a sense.
More importantly, where exactly should we go?
Home.
Dan.
No. We can get there. We just need to... Melody. Melody would know.
Who the hell is Melody?
Well, that's a bit complicated.
She was an employee of LMG in 1996. Her current whereabouts are unknown.
Oh, she made tapes and stopped a god for a while and made a lot of people, including me, very mad.
Wait, how the hell do you two know about Melody?
I do not remember.
And I listened to the podcast, remember? Oh, and can I just say, Dan, you are positively glowing.
Rat, shut up. Melody stopped one of these things, a being like the curator from going into the world. But that didn't last long, and anyway, she lives here now. And she was able to bring someone from our world to come and live with her. So maybe...
Well, it's better than going to the radio station.
How exactly will we get there, Daniel Powell?
I'm not exactly sure. I'm guessing she lives kind of near the Goblin Market, but...
The boatwoman, she just got us across the river last time. But if Melody's near the river, she can take us there. It'll probably be a higher price.
Oh, and we should make sure not to stiff her.
Come on, follow me.
How will...
She'll come eventually. When we need her.
I'm beginning to feel like myself.
Oh, shit. How'd that happen?
They were never fully successful in removing my soul from my body. I am not sure that the operation can ever truly be successful.
Oh, it's...
I will kill the creature if need be.
Clara, are you okay with Lou and being out here?
I'll manage. Fuck this place.
I agree.
Look.
The boatwoman.
Oh, she is just like I imagined her. All gray and like a statue and so old and young at the same time, and her eyes are as gray as clouded water. Hurry!
Is there anything I should know about her?
Same thing you told me. Just make sure to pay the price.
What is your destination?
We want to get to Melody.
I can take you near her location, if that is what you wish.
Yes, yes, we want that.
But... it is a long journey, longer than I am accustomed to. The fare will be higher.
We'll pay it. We'll think of something.
Thank you. Now, what do you have to offer me? My arm is outstretched.
My 21st birthday, or my first kiss, I'm not, too attached to milestones.
This is a long journey. These memories are not enough.
Shit. More bargaining?
Sacrifice is the only currency anywhere.
Oh. Would another bodily fluid work? I have several.
No.
Perhaps we could leave the creature.
Oh, mean.
No.
I could give up some memories. If it'll help us get back, what would you want?
For you? You are unattached. Your memories are not strong enough.
What? No. No, my memories are strong. I still...
Dan, it's okay. It's no use arguing with her. She didn't want mine either.
No, but...
What would you give for 9 fingers? Not my own.
This will be... These are powerful. I would like these very much. An exemplary payment.
Caroline, I know those are... You won't have fingers.
I was crippled when the process began. I am simply releasing their hold on me. I might require assistance with physical tasks in the future.
Jesus. Of course. Of course. Whatever you need.
Would you like to cut, or should I... do the honors. I have a knife. Obsidian.
Daniel Powell?
I...
Please be careful. I'm starting to feel pain again.
Okay. Okay, just... this'll be over soon. Are you all right?
I am free. Thank you.
To wrap your hands in. It'll stop the bleeding.
Thank you.
Here.
That is sufficient payment. Climb aboard.
Caroline, are you gonna be okay?
Yes, Daniel Powell.
We are ready.
Oh, how long is this going to take?
Longer than will be comfortable for you.
What the hell was that?
That is the scream.
We are close to the end, and we are close to new beginnings as well. Check this episode's description for ways to contact us and touch us. As always, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/archive81, if you would like to assist in our efforts to reach you. Things are ending, and it is difficult to be supported when things end. But we are supported by Audible. Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original shows, news, comedy, and more. Audiobooks are great to listen to when you are stuck in a parallel dimension of horror and wonder, when you're contemplating the futility of existence, when you're desperately trying to forget that hateful memory in the back of your mind, or when you're running errands. For our audience, which is you, Audible is offering a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial. Just go to audible.com/deadsignals and browse their unmatched selection of audio content. Download a title free and start listening. It is both simple and easy. We have been listening to Born by Jeff Vandermeer. Jeff Vandermeer is one of the greatest writers of weird fiction. And if you enjoy listening to Dan attempt to maintain his humanity in a hostile world, you will enjoy the work of Jeff Vandermeer. Born is about a shape-shifting green lump found in the fur of a giant flying bear. Frankly, if you do not want to listen to Born after hearing that description, we do not know what to do with you. Remember, get a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/deadsignals. That's audible.com/deadsignals. We are Droman. Goodbye. There will be a new episode on Wednesday, May 24th, we will have information on the myriad of ways Archive 81 will continue.